The free guide to healing all four core wounds is available once again, bestie. This is a 10-page ebook that gives you specific affirmations and clear steps to repairing all four wounds: abandonment, guilt, trust, and neglect. Once you download this, it's already your secret weapon that can help you shift out of survival and into thriving in your best life. See why over 5,000 besties have already downloaded it. Get your free copy by visiting buygloriazhang.com/guide or click the link in the show notes for easy access. I hope you love using it as much as I love creating it for you. You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast. Hey, besties, in this episode, I'm going to be exposing some recent dangers and exploitations that have been going on inside the dating relationship industry. It's not a very fun topic. However, I've been noticing that these things have been going on for quite some time, which might be pretty shocking for people to hear, especially if you go to the internet looking for relationship and love advice. I'm going to be giving you some tips on four red flags to watch out for when you're looking for advice online, really to protect yourself and learn how to think for yourself from these fake gurus and scammers. And something that's happening right now where folks are exploiting people pleasers and those with poor self-esteem. So kind of a hard topic, but it's got to be said. Let's dive in right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Hey, besties, and welcome back to the Inner Child Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach, coffee addict, and anime enthusiast, Gloria Zhang. So this is a very different kind of episode. I don't usually call things out, so to speak. I decided to put that boundary around this podcast. But I do belong to the ever-growing relationship dating industry that's kind of connected with the healing trauma industry. And there's a lot of stuff going on here that a lot of people don't know. And for your sake, for your information, and for you to make a sound, well-informed decision on things, I thought it'd be important to not target any specific person. That's not really my vibe. But to talk about what's going on inside this industry as a whole so that you can be aware and you can protect yourself from people who are becoming coaches or teaching fake relationship advice who are not really doing it for the right reasons. And my hope for you today is that we can start speaking out about our core values, how we want the trajectory of normalized relationships to look like going into the future, and to expose some shady things that are going on in the background. I want to acknowledge, first of all, that there are some amazing people in this space. I'm thinking of Esther Perel, Dr. Gabor Mate. There are some incredible experts in this field. But there is the sort of dark side of the dating industry that a lot of people don't really know about. And it's only because I've kind of been in this field for quite some time, I've gotten to know a lot of people, that I can kind of share this. And I also know this from my past experience, because I've definitely fallen prey to these how to win your ex back type of ads, right? Or how to trick him into falling in love with you again, like these types of gurus and courses. So I am someone who unfortunately spent a lot of money on programs like this. There is a huge niche that targets women, especially who struggle with toxic relationships. Anytime that you see a headline of something that's called like how to get your ex back or the magic eraser to erase man mistakes or like how to program your man's mind to serve you, almost all of these offers are actually run by a couple of men on top who are not really relationship coaches, but they're like expert copywriters that really target the women demographic when it comes to getting their man back. And I'm talking about like a multi-million dollar to billion dollar industry in just this niche alone. And all of these belong to like a couple of guys who aren't psychologists or anything, who aren't even relationship experts in any regard. But because, to be honest, there's a lot of money to be made. And what better way to make money than to really focus on women's deepest insecurities about how they look, how they dressed, how feminine they feel, how sexy they feel. And a lot of these offers actually make up fake coach names. Like they'll make up a fake pen name like Dr. Doolittle or like Dr. Witch Hut will create these spells to get your lover back. Or they will hire people to play the role of being the guru in order to make that offer look a little bit more credible. And by the way, this is not something that only happens in the women's dating industry. This happens to a lot of industries, like the weight loss industry or the supplements industry. It's actually a pretty common practice almost to create a guru, right? To be the face of your product. And listen, there's nothing wrong with men becoming dating coaches for women. In fact, there is quite a few that are wonderful. But you need to know this other side of the industry that preys on people's weaknesses and insecurities and is not based on any real evidence or research at all. Like, I'm just opening one of these random offers right now, and I'm just going to read to you what the sentence says. It says, "There's one way to get rid of a guy fast. Don't be the first to say, I love you." That's what you should do to keep a man hungry and interested in your love. Well, isn't that a load of crock shit? That is so not true, guys. The truth is that a lot of these quote-unquote relationship gurus will try to sell you on your insecurities, such as your looks, your seductive skills, etc., in order to milk more money out of you and keep you paying them without actually addressing the root of where your insecurities are coming from, right? Which is always about past traumas. And a lot of these gurus are single themselves, so they don't even have the personal experience of what it's like to be in a healthy relationship. But they're teaching you these gimmicks on how to perform, how to dress or act or talk or look a certain way in order to essentially manipulate people into liking you. Guess what types of people are actually going to buy into this artificial performance? Toxic people. It's the toxic people that you don't even want to date. I talked about in the last episode how healthy, secure partners see through this. They don't fall for these gimmicks. Superficial performances attract superficial people, period. So you're literally paying these gurus to teach you how to keep attracting the same toxic people that you're trying to not date, right? Think about that for a second. Something that I've realized is that people who don't really understand how something works become really focused on the superficial, right? Because the superficial is the only thing that they can see, and therefore they think they have control over it. You probably do it all the time. I do this as well. Like, here are some examples. When I first started off with business, I didn't really understand how business actually worked. So I got really caught up with irrelevant superficial things like how many followers and how pretty my website looked like. And none of those two things really have anything to do with the foundation of your business. Same thing if somebody is learning to exercise for the first time and they don't understand the foundations of exercise and diet. And so instead, they'll focus on which gym outfits should I wear, right? What top should I wear? What kind of shoes look nice with this outfit? Has nothing to do with the thing. Likewise, people who don't really understand how healthy relationships really work, they don't really understand why people commit. In order to compensate or overcompensate for their lack of understanding, they become obsessed with appearance, what to wear, horoscope signs, their makeup, their hair, how to sound impressive, how to sound or imitate a sexy voice, job status. All of these things that are so surface level that have nothing to do with a long-lasting relationship. And they get sucked into marketing things that talk about the secret way to tap into a man's primal brain or unlock her cavewoman desires and get her into your bed. They become really focused around not looking good enough, not being good enough, not looking young enough, thin enough, pretty enough, muscular enough, all because of this core issue of not understanding emotional connections and safety, which, by the way, only takes a few months to actually learn these skills, even if you have a history of toxic relationships. So in a minute, I'm going to go through my list of topics to avoid to protect yourself online. But before we even go there, I think the takeaway of today's conversation, it's not really about dating gurus. It's about the fact that these surface layer band-aid solutions are keeping you from addressing the root problems in these relationships. All right. I can promise you that your last relationship, the reason it didn't work out isn't because you said I love you first, or it isn't because you didn't act feminine enough or masculine enough, and it isn't that you sound too confident or blah, blah, blah. It was because of something about the connection itself. So if you find yourself getting really sucked into or really attracted by these types of headlines and getting really caught up about superficial things, you want to ask yourself, what am I not understanding here? What am I actually not really getting that's forcing me to overcompensate in some other way? What am I trying to make up for my lack around? And then instead of getting worked up about what hair color attracts men the most, focus on learning the actual thing that you're missing. Understand how humans work. Because I promise you that these other peripheral things aren't usually based in science. There's no evidence to support these things. But real relationship stuff is. It really is based on research and science and things that we can actually prove. You can save a lot of time, a lot of money, and heartache just by asking yourself this one question. I have a list of things that you want to avoid when you're looking for advice online. So if you see these things that someone is teaching, you want to run for the hills as fast as you can. So the first thing is that if there are really unusual or suspicious names and supposed experts that you can't seem to find any background on, you can't really see their expertise. Sometimes they don't even have pictures of themselves. It's just like a pseudonym, like a pen name, like the Dr. Love Spell or the Ruby Romance or whatever it sounds like. If you can't find any background on this person that you're thinking about getting advice from, that's a pretty big red flag. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it's like, who is this person even, right? We kind of have to do our due diligence. Because as I mentioned, there's a lot of pseudonyms out there or internet marketers that kind of hide behind fake gurus to try to look credible when they're really not. So that's the first thing. The second red flag is anything that focuses on creating more distance between men and women and stereotypical language like men are from the moon, women are from Venus, activating his commitment trigger or tapping into his caveman primal desires or something. In the industry, we call this the red pill community. And the philosophy in this community is to really create a lot of contrast and almost reducing people to their animalistic instincts, right? So you get a lot of men like sex and women like to cuddle and these types of things. And it's like, well, maybe some of them do, but what about everyone else? Like, what about the in-between? It's not to say that we don't have biology, right? There's a happy middle ground for most things. But if you start looking at people as if they're animals, you just want to think about what kind of person you're going to attract into your life as a result of your own perspectives and your own behaviors. And you want to consider how you would feel being on the receiving end if you were being treated that way as well in these broad sweeping statements. Obviously, everyone has biological urges, right? And we all have survival instincts and we all evolved from our ancestors. But this type of philosophy seems to really blow things out of proportion and it doesn't leave a lot of room for nuances in relationships. Now, the third one is anything that focuses on getting your ex back. So the whole get your ex back in the marketing industry, they call it the ex back industry, right? Like there's a whole thing on learning to write sales pages for women who want to get their ex back. And I mean, just even if you take a look at some of the websites, right, it's pretty toxic stuff. How to manipulate someone into missing you, how to make someone jealous, et cetera, et cetera. And again, as I said before, most of these are just a couple of dude copywriters who just want to make a lot of money out of this industry. It's not really meant to serve you. Because I would say the majority of the time, you really shouldn't get back with your ex. That relationship ended for a reason. And you start to get into trauma bond territory, especially for the types of people who fall for this marketing, right? Oh, if I just get a makeover, if I just pretend to be really confident, then he's going to miss me and he's going to want me back into his life. Or vice versa, right? If I act a certain way, she's going to want me back in her life. And then she's going to come crawling back, right? Begging for me to take her back, et cetera, et cetera. There is a lot of focus on trying to repair relationships that are already broken instead of helping the person understand, hey, you know what? Maybe the problem is that you've always been choosing the wrong people and that there's nothing worth fixing here, right? There's nothing salvageable about this relationship. Let's help you feel good about yourself first and make better choices so that you can actually meet someone who's the right fit for you. I sure don't hear a lot of talk about that. And the last one is any sort of content that focuses a lot on performance. What to wear, how to look, how to behave, how to make someone like you or make someone obsessed with you or intrigued with you, from essentially becoming a fake version of yourself, right? I don't hear a lot of room around the fact that people who are actually in the most successful relationships don't do any of that. They're just really good at being themselves. Now, obviously, when it comes to communication skills, learning to be confident, learning how to attract the right person, these are really helpful skills, right? But it's got to come from that place of empowerment rather than putting everyone else on a pedestal and that it's somehow your job to impress these other people, to make them choose you, to win back their attention in some way. So let's just summarize these 4 points of things to really watch out for to protect yourself in this online dating relationship industry. Number one, fake gurus, right? Fake pen names, people who don't have credibility that you can't look up or even see their picture. Number two, anything that really focuses on creating more differences between men and women, stereotyping men and women, and sort of over-exaggerating differences between sexes or just flat out things that aren't really true. Number three is things that focus heavily on getting your ex back, winning someone back, and just appealing to the people pleaser and really exploiting people that have that people pleasing tendency. And the last one is anything that focuses really hard on performance, right? How to look, how to act, what to pretend to sound like, what to wear, coming from a very, very like negative energy around the manipulation. It doesn't feel empowering when you watch it, et cetera, et cetera. So my loves, I hope you found that eye-opening. I hope it gave you some tools on how to protect yourself when you're looking for advice on the interwebs, and that you're not falling for these people that are trying to exploit those with low self-esteem and just feeding off your insecurities and not actually helping you get better with relationships. And hey, if you want a free resource that's a little bit more empowering and focuses more on the inner child work rather than impressing people, I definitely invite you to check out my free workshop. And this free training was designed to help ambitious professional women attract emotionally available relationships. And I break down my entire Feel, Heal, Attract system in this workshop. Just go to gethealthylove.com and you can sign up for free. It comes with a free workbook as well that we just threw in as a bonus. Now, next week, we actually have a special guest expert who's going to be coming here to share with you guys all about eating disorders, weight gain, and how it associates with childhood trauma. It's so good, guys. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. And when this episode comes out, I will be going to Japan with Andrew in 2 days. So we're leaving the week of the 11th. And it's going to be so much fun, guys. I have been dying to go to Japan for like my whole life, my whole 31 years. So if you guys have any tips on where we should go around Tokyo or Kyoto, message me on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you guys. In the meantime, have a beautiful week and an abundant life. Mwah. Love you guys. I'll see you on the Instagrams or next week on the podcast. Bye for now. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @ByGloriaZhang or visit ByGloriaZhang.com. If you're a high achiever or entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one.